It's almost as if any remnants of the CSS noose that remain in the Noose River are determined to stay there. In March, the RV Snapdragon was slated to come to Kinston and use its side-scan sonar and magnetometer and other tools to map an area between the King Street and Queen Street bridges for possible artifacts left behind when the CSS noose was scuttled by Confederate troops in 1865. But in March, river levels were too high. They tried again in April, river levels still too high, and the expedition was called off indefinitely until this week. The Snapdragon was due to hit the water this past Tuesday.
But I got an email yesterday from the assistant director of state underwater archaeology, and he said, hey, on Friday, when we were doing some diving work off the coast on blockade runners, we noticed that our brakes were kind of funky, and I went and checked them today, and they are, in fact, not working. And, of course, they are based out of Cure Beach, and we're in Kinston. That's about a two-hour drive. And they said, look, we wouldn't have any brakes on our boat trailer, and we just don't feel safe bringing Snapdragon 2 hours without brakes on the trailer. So it looks like we'll have to reschedule for sometime after the beginning of the fiscal year, which it starts July 1st.
Matthew Young, site manager for the CSS Noose and Governor Richard Caswell Memorial in Kinston. The CSS Noose Memorial is part of the State Division of Historic Sites, which explains the post-July 1 date. The state fiscal year ends June 30th, and this year's fiscal appropriations are already running low, so they'll wait until a new appropriation hits. Come that time, Young hopes they can build on some amateur historical efforts by a gentleman who's been involved with CSS Noose restoration efforts since its hull was pulled from the Noose River in the 1960s.
There was a gentleman who was here in the 1960s by the name of Bill Rowland. He's a World War II veteran, worked at DuPont Chemical, and he had taken the time when they were recovering the boat to do as many measurements as he could, kind of documenting the process. And he's always been interested in the past 50 years in the history of the gunboat. And when the river was low a few years ago, he was out exploring the river and came across a section of what he thought was part of the casemate of the ship. And he took pictures of it, and we investigated it, and sure enough, that's what we believe it is.
So they expect, or hope, to find a casemate that housed the CSS Noose's guns. Beyond that, there's plenty of hope and mystery.
What we're basing it on is we have a very good idea for how she looked, how she appeared, what she was equipped with when she was destroyed by her crew in March of 1865. What we don't know is what exactly was salvaged off of her in the late part of 1865 and 1866. The federal government declared it as damaged or surplus property, awarded a contract to a firm in New York that came down and actually removed armor plate off the side of the ship, probably got her anchor, her chain, her engines, her boilers, and probably removed the cannons. What we don't know is an inventory of what they recovered. That's the missing link. We don't know what they got. There were 6 pieces of original armor plate recovered in the 1960s, and we have a feeling that there might be some more that fell off the side or was damaged somehow or got pulled off and fell in the river. So we're hoping that with the magnetometer and the side-scan sonar that we can find those pieces.
If something or some things is found, chances are decent that it could be in salvageable condition, the advantage of being lost in freshwater as compared to the corrosive effects of saltwater. And to some degree, the better lost the item, the better likelihood it could come out of the water relatively intact.
The condition is going to depend on how deep the piece is, whether it's in mud or not, because sometimes when something is completely coated in the mud, the mud will actually protect it. If it's been exposed in the river, there's a chance that obviously there's some degrading to the material. But with iron in freshwater, iron holds up pretty well. We have 6 pieces in our collection that were underwater for 100 years, but after they've been preserved and treated properly, you would never know that they were underwater for 100 years. It holds up remarkably well.
So iron apparently holds up pretty well under the assault of nature. Getting additional CSS Noose artifacts from the Noose River will depend on whether bad luck surrounding efforts to start the search will break its hold. Matthew Young is the site manager for the CSS Noose and Governor Richard Caswell Memorial in Kinston. I'm George Olson.